laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Tech It Out, episode 119. I'm in Las Vegas right now for a Ceridian event. They're a huge human resources company, and along with HR, they do payroll and scheduling and such. And so I spoke today here at Caesars Palace Convention Center, which is absolutely huge, and this is where I am right now. I spoke to a big audience about the future of work and where we're going with technology. It was a lot of fun. So thank you to Ceridian for having me. I'll play an interview recorded here today at Ceridian's Insights 2019 event, which you're going to hear in the show. I also spoke two other times this week. It's Thursday night as I'm recording this now, and yesterday, Wednesday, I was in beautiful Vancouver talking at an Ingram Micro event about social media for business. And on Tuesday, I was in Toronto at a QuadBridge event. They're a reseller of technology for businesses, big and small. But I am here still in Vegas right now. I'm coming home on the red-eye flight tonight. Good time. All right. We do have a great Tech It Out show planned for you this hour. I'll talk with, I don't know why I said it like that, Tech It Out. We have a great show planned for you. I talked with Ceridian, as I mentioned. I'll play that interview about its Dayforce platform and the tech that they're using to make employees and employers happier. We'll learn about a new invention in a moment called Everlet, meant to stop smartphone charger theft. Oh, you know how it goes. You lend somebody your iPhone charger or your Android cable and you never get it back, right? So this invention called Everlet will stop that. We'll learn this hour about Facebook Marketplace on buying and selling your stuff online and why you should use a VPN when you're browsing the web, a virtual private network. So lots of different topics, several different interviews, four different interviews, lots to get to. So I hope you enjoy this week's Tech It Out. Let's kick things off. How many times have you looked for your smartphone charger and realized it's not in the place you left it? Well, if it's anything like my home, one of my three kids or my wife Kelly has conveniently borrowed that charger to juice up their phone or tablet, and then of course I'm scrambling to find one or a different one. Well, a new invention called the Everlet may be able to help. Joining us on the line to chat is Keith Sizen. He is the inventor of the Everlet charger. Welcome to the show, Keith.
Thanks, Mark.
I was immediately intrigued by this concept. It fell into the why didn't anyone think of this sooner category. So please tell us what is the Everlet and the Everlet 3-in-1.
Well, I think we should start. I heard you mention that you have three children. I've got you beat there. I had five.
Oh, wow.
And so I've got a 4-year-old, a 7-year-old, 12-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 16-year-old. So basically every age. And they really drove me to invent this product. You know, even the 7-year-old is looking to be charged, and the 4-year-old every once in a while will sneak a phone and go off and play. And with that chaos, and I'm also a lawyer, and so being on the phone is pretty important. And one day I missed an important call, looked for a charger, and my phone died out, and knew that if I got in my car, at least I could be quiet there and I had a charger. And as I drive away, I realized the cord's been taken. So right away I thought, you know, my wife had taken the charger, but no, it was one of my children. I found out later they brought it in the house and, you know, realized it didn't work and just left it there. So, that was really the beginning of the end where I said, you know, I'm going to take control of this and do something. So I had some discussions with everyone. I said, you know, this is what happened today. This can't happen again. And everyone's eyes just glossed over. Next day, same thing happened again. And I realized, you know, everyone just walks around saying, where's my charger, yelling it. And I finally got fed up, and I duct taped mine to the wall next to my bed. And I figured no one would touch that, probably within an hour. And if you met my family, this is not a surprising result. But the charger was gone. And that's when I about lost my mind. And that's where the invention was born. I realized that if you took the outlet cover and put the sort of cage around it, made it one piece, it'd at least make people think before they try to take your charger, because they'd have to remove the whole outlet cover. I called a patent attorney buddy of mine, and we sketched it out and filed the patents and different versions of the patents and for different line extensions and things like that. And that's how it was born.
All right. So this is radio. So please explain how it looks. You kind of walked us through a little bit of a white cage, if you will. So it actually screws onto or replaces, rather, the faceplate of your AC plug. Is that right?
That's right. We tried to make it super simple. All you really need to do is remove your outlet cover. You use the same screw, and you affix our product right where the outlet cover used to be. And we made it look, you know, nice enough where it can go in a kitchen, but it ends up being seamless. But you can put it in a more discreet area as well. In our family, we have, in our household, we have 4 Everlets. And so and they're also fast charging as well. So that sort of helps with the issue. And the biggest thing we've noticed is that we're absolutely silent on where's my charger. And as a parent, it makes you feel a little pathetic. If you take that one issue away, then people start treating each other with a little bit more respect, and there weren't as many fights. It just shows you how important the charger is to everyone, kids included, and I mean more specifically their smart device. And it became this, you know, almost it was unbelievable how quiet it was. And I realized, like, no one else has experienced this unless they're duct taping it to the wall, and it basically stops the fighting at that moment. And, you know, I knew I was on to something at that moment.
All right. We're chatting with Keith Sizen. He's the inventor of the Everlet charger, and there's also the Everlet 3-in-1. What's the difference between the two?
Well, 3-in-1, we decided to make the cage of the outlet cover a little bigger as we found a really fast-charging cube to use with this. So you can use your own cube and cord in the wall plate by itself, but the all-in-one puts it all together for you. And so the cords included the fast-charging cube, which is extremely fast. And then on the other end of it, we have the three-headed cord, and it charges any smart device. I even use it to charge my Apple computer, and it's, you know, we initially thought, well, why would people want to put all three, let's say, in their kitchen? But there are so many different devices for families, and also when you have guests come over, unfortunately, they're always asking where the charger is.
Uh-huh. Sounds like mine. You know, yep.
Exactly. So everything's focused on the charger. And the great thing, too, is when people go towards it, they're so excited. Even people that come over to our house and have used the charger before, they just immediately go to that. They get their phone charged, and then they start to, you know, start to be social. So, you know, I've noticed the change in behavior with guests.
So just to clarify, it's kind of a low-tech solution, is that you can't pull out the cable because of that sort of longer part at the end that we all know, that little rectangular sort of shape that plugs into the cube, which plugs into the wall. So this plate, this face plate that you've designed, it just prevents someone from pulling out that cable and walking away with it, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And then the 3-in-1, it has the 3 different options. I'm assuming that's lightning connection for Apple devices, USB Type-C for some laptops and some Android phones, and then the older micro USB?
Exactly.
All right. So the best website to see this video and to order the product, I'm not sure if it's in retail yet, but why don't we walk through the costs and how we can have it shipped to us?
Sure. It's at everletcharge.com, our website. So everletcharge.com. It's $19.99 for the wall plate version. Like I said before, you can use your existing cube and cord. Mm-hmm. And another reason we thought of the all-in-one, too, it's that frustrated parent part of this, too. You know that people are taking your charger, and if you buy our product, well, you still have to have a cube and a cord that goes along with it, and most parents aren't going to want to donate to the cause where, you know, they're the victims of the lost charger. So we came up with the all-in-one, and that's an upgrade, and that gives you the charger that's at least three times faster than normal chargers and a three-headed cord, and that goes for $49.99, and it's, I believe, free shipping at this time. You know, like it happened in our family, when we put one in the kitchen, people congregated around that spot, but they all wanted one in the room. In fact, one of my sons said, "Dad, can I have two of these?" And I said, "Oh, that's great. He must really love it." And I said, "Wait, why?" And he said, "I didn't realize this can charge my game console while I can charge my phone over here." And so, you know, I wasn't too excited about saying, okay, more electronics for you. But, you know, he wanted some, you know, 8 feet away from each other.
I understand your product was recognized by someone from Shark Tank. Tell us about it.
One of my friends saw my prototype and showed Kevin Harrington from the Shark Tank. He was there the first couple years. The inventor of seen on TV, and he fell in love with the product, and we became business partners on this product. And, you know, he's been great to work with and has really helped. But after I brought the product home and I told my family that I was working with Kevin Harrington, my 80-year-old father was sitting there and he said, "Keith, this is great that you invented this. You actually made it. You're working with Kevin Harrington." He said, "But I've got one question." He said, "Why didn't you just get your kids to listen to you?" And, you know, typical 80-year-old comment, like, "I've got this figured out." And he was right. It's one of those frustrating dad moments where you say, you're right, Dad, but the kids are just, it's a little different with all the screen time and all that. And so it's been great to work with Kevin. I've learned a ton.
All right. Well, Keith, congratulations on your successes to date. You know, a colleague of yours showed me this product when I was in Chicago, and I thought it was genius. So I wanted to invite you onto the show. So I hope it does really well for you. I think it's going to be a great stocking stuffer for this coming holiday because it complements that one device that we never leave home without, our smartphone. So thanks again, Keith. Congrats.
Thank you very much. Take care.
We have a lot more Tech It Out coming to you this hour. This show is powered by Asus. For those in search of incredible, I'll tell you about them and their awesome computers and other products after this short break. And we've got several other interviews to get to this hour, including Ceridian, Facebook, and ExpressVPN. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Tech It Out.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the market for an innovative laptop, the Asus ZenBook 14 model UX433 is an elegant laptop featuring a stunning nano-edge display with a 92% screen-to-body ratio. With its ErgoLift design, the back of the keyboard is slightly lifted for greater comfort and efficient cooling. Other features include a number pad, fast Intel Core i7 processor. Powered by Windows 10 Home, you can sign in fast, secure, and password-free with Windows Hello and the ZenBook's HD camera. Tech It Out is brought to you by Asus.
Mark your calendars, because the best time to discover your best hair is here. The Gorgeous Hair Event is happening now at Ulta Beauty. It's 3 weeks of daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves for brands like Redken, Living Proof, and IGK. It's time to crank up those curls, sass up the straight, and wake up those waves. Check out the masks for never-ending moisture. Get frizz-free feels with our finishing and styling products. And stay vibrant all season with color-boosting shampoos. But hurry in. The event ends October 26th. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tenderness, your gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem, and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with Salonpas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Patch Large. Salonpas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hizamitsu.
Hello, Saver. At Walgreens, we like the way you save on things. Take afternoon matinees. You know they have the same endings as full-price movies. And co-pays on Medicare Part D prescriptions. You can get them for as low as $0 with select plans. So when you choose a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy, you know you're saving smartly. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 co-pay on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, powered by ASUS, the company that creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. The internet is a blessing for those who like to buy and sell items, as it connects buyers with sellers really easily, and there's a few online marketplaces to choose from. But have you considered the world's biggest social media platform to sell your unwanted stuff or to snag a great deal on something? To talk with us about Facebook Marketplace, we're joined by Deborah Liu. She's the VP of Marketplace at Facebook. Welcome to the show, Deb. Thanks for your time.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here, Mark.
Awesome. So let's just jump in right from the top. What is Facebook Marketplace all about?
Well, what's exciting is we're celebrating the third anniversary of Marketplace app launching. So 3 years ago, we had this idea that we could bring together a place where people can buy and sell with each other. And so what we did was we launched this product. It actually started with sale groups. We found all of these mom groups where people were buying and selling with each other their used kid stuff. And we realized there was something here. And so we started by putting it together in one place and allowing people to list from groups and then directly. And then they can buy and sell right here in the Facebook app.
And it makes sense. People are congregating already on Facebook, so why not have that as the platform for buying and selling stuff? So I get that. So walk us through what it's like as a buyer. Maybe you can just sort of walk us through the process, how you get going.
Yes, so you come to Facebook and you go to the Marketplace tab and you can search for whatever you want. We also suggest really interesting things near you. You can filter by distance and price, and then you just message the seller to arrange to buy.
And you mentioned on the app, but does it also work on the website, Facebook.com, like the desktop version?
Yeah, we also have Marketplace available in desktop as well, so it's really easy to get to. Again, you can just search for Marketplace by typing Marketplace in the search box, or on the bookmarks you can see a Marketplace entry point as well.
Okay, so as a buyer, I'm in, I don't know, a secondhand crib. So I go to the Facebook Marketplace and I can do a search either by product name by typing that in, or I can look at some groups around me, like so I can physically go and drive and pick up that crib so it's not someone like, you know, miles and miles away. That's the idea. You could do by keyword, or there's certain categories you can start at, like browse.
Yes, you can browse things around you, but you can also search for very specific products.
Right.
I like to start with just browsing and seeing what's available. And then if there's something specific you want to buy, you can actually just search for it.
Okay, got it. All right. Now, as a seller, Deb, what's the process like? I've got a basement full of stuff or a garage, and why not make some money in the process?
Yeah, so what we do is right in the same place, you can click the sell button. You snap a photo, put in a good description, and then name your price, and it will be shown to people around you.
It's that easy. You make it sound
really
simple.
Yes, that easy. And it only takes a few minutes. In fact, what's really interesting is people just see it around you. They can communicate with you through Messenger, and you never have to leave Facebook and Messenger or download a separate app. And so you start getting contact almost immediately.
Okay, cool. I was going to ask you about that. So Facebook Messenger is such a popular chatting platform that it makes sense that that's one of the advantages to using Facebook Marketplace, is that you can easily chat back and forth. Maybe you want to negotiate on the price, or maybe you want to arrange where to meet somebody. So that's something that's built into the platform, right?
Yeah, it's built straight into Messenger. And so it's really easy that you can get all of your messages from anyone who's interested in buying your product.
So with that in mind then, Deb, we are chatting with Deborah Liu. She's the Vice President of Marketplace at Facebook. We're talking about selling and buying items over the world's biggest social media platform. What are some of the other ways that Marketplace is maybe better than, if you know, that's my language, not yours, than the likes of a Craigslist or Letgo? Kijiji is popular, especially in parts of Canada, or OfferUp. These other online classified sites, why use Facebook Marketplace?
Well, I can't speak to what others are doing, but people have told us they find really convenient. It's all in an app they're already using. And you can actually see someone's public profile, including friends you have in common, maybe groups that you have in common. You can also see how long they've been on Facebook as well. And so you can really get to know someone even before you meet up and sort of trade the items. So if you're selling a car, or you're renting out a place, or you're selling products, it's really helpful to know the other people is a real person who's going to come and meet you and do a transaction.
Yeah, that's a good point, because I've bought and sold things on other online classified sites. You have to set up an account. The person may not be using their real name or picture, so you never really know who you're going to meet. But with Facebook, you're leveraging your existing profile. You can't create another one, right? An anonymous one.
Yeah.
So that way there's a little bit more built-in trust there. Plus, you can also check out a person's profile before deciding to sell or buy with them, right?
Yeah, so you can see everything that they have shared on their profile, and therefore you can actually build a level of trust. And you can also know it's them when you meet up with them, because you can, you know, they have a profile picture, so you know that it's the right person as well.
Right. Okay, got it. And just to be clear, it's not like eBay where you're going to ship the product to somebody. You will meet up locally. Any tips tied to that? I mean, usually when I write articles about online classified sites, I always say to bring a friend along or meet in a public place like a coffee shop, anything like that?
Yeah, I think bringing a friend along makes a lot of sense. Also, making sure that you've had a conversation, you know where you're meeting up, meeting a safe place. A public place is also very useful. And then also keeping yourself safe by making sure that you do your due diligence before you meet up.
Right. Yep. Research is king. Got it. Okay, great. Deborah Liu, thank you so much for your time. Deborah Liu is the VP of Marketplace at Facebook. Is there a website you'd like to direct us to? Is it facebook.com/marketplace for a web browser?
Yes, facebook.com/marketplace.
Okay, and then in the app, can you clarify again how to find Marketplace inside the Facebook app for mobile phones and tablets?
So if you just search Marketplace in the search box, you'll find it.
Okay, Deb, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back with more Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. How private is your web browsing session? Not very. In fact, even if you opt for your browser's private browsing mode or incognito mode or whatever it's called, yes, it can scrub your history and passwords and such, but your online activity is still visible and saved and could be possibly shared or sold. To truly remain anonymous while you browse, you should opt for what's called a VPN or virtual private network. Joining us on the line to discuss is Harold Lee from ExpressVPN. Welcome, Harold, to the show, and thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Sure. So let's start right from the top. What is a VPN or a virtual private network exactly?
Sure. A VPN is an important tool for protecting your privacy and security online. And I think there's really two key ways that it helps, you know, the average computer user. One is that it channels all your internet traffic through a secure encrypted tunnel, which means that other people who might have access to the network, such as your internet provider or other people who are sharing the same public Wi-Fi as you.
Right.
It prevents them from being able to see what you're doing online. And also because the secure internet traffic goes through a tunnel that goes through one of a VPN servers, previously your traffic, which appeared to be coming from your IP address, is now coming from the VPN server's IP address. So it's harder for people to trace that internet traffic online back to you because it doesn't look like it's coming from your IP address anymore.
Okay, so a VPN, generally speaking, can mask your online identity and let you browse the web anonymously. But some may say, well, why do I need that? You know, why do I care if my ISP, my internet service provider, sees where I'm going online or Facebook or what have you? What's the appeal of remaining anonymous if you're not doing anything wrong, for example?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, I think it's one of the core tenets that we believe at ExpressVPN is that your privacy is a fundamental right. You don't have to be doing something wrong or have something to hide in order to want to, you know, not have your internet provider see your entire browsing history or not want people on the same Wi-Fi network to be able to do that. So, you know, I think part of it is privacy and part of it is security. There are things we handle online, you know, today that are very sensitive, whether it's financial transactions or medical information. And, you know, when you're not properly encrypting the connection, whether it's through a VPN or with HTTPS, that information can be vulnerable to hackers and to internet providers and to spies.
Yeah, great point, Harold. Thank you. We're chatting with Harold Lee, Vice President of ExpressVPN. So with that in mind then, Harold, what makes ExpressVPN unique? Because, of course, there are many other VPN solutions out there.
That's a great question. You know, there are a lot of things that we at ExpressVPN do to kind of step up the game in terms of how we protect your privacy and security. So I don't want to go through every single one of them because it's quite a long list, but there are a few things I think that stand out when you use ExpressVPN. One is that we just have a higher level of leak proofing. So the risk of information traveling outside of the protected tunnel that the VPN provides it is significantly improved.
Right.
So that there's less risk there. We have a very strict privacy policy on our end to ensure that we're never collecting any information about what you do online, what times you connect to a VPN service, for example. So even if someone were able to access our servers, seize them, hack into them, for example, they wouldn't be able to see what you're doing online. And another important aspect I would say is that we have 24/7 live chat customer service, and it's very rare among VPN companies. And we always think, you know, if a security tool is not easy to use, then people are not going to use it.
Right.
So it's very important to us that, you know, the app is super easy to use. You tap one button and you get connected. You don't need to think about it anymore. And if you ever run into any problems, we've got a team ready to help you out in seconds rather than, you know, emailing someone and waiting for hours or days to get connected and get secured.
Going back to your first point, I've experienced with some free VPNs out there that it may work initially to connect, and it gives you an IP address from somewhere else, say in the U.S. or another country. I've found that it has kicked me off of the VPN sort of mid-browsing session without me even knowing, and thus becoming exposed. And I noticed that with some of the free services out there, I guess you get what you pay for. So I'll ask you in a moment about how much ExpressVPN costs. But that has happened to me, I can tell you, anecdotally, and I'm sure I'm not alone. So you're saying that it's a lot more of a secure, solid, more reliable connection once you're in that, as you called it, tunnel, so you can browse anonymously.
Absolutely. So not only is the connection itself more secure, also when you are disconnected, our apps on desktops will actually cut off all of your network activity to ensure that no information is traveling without the VPN, without your knowledge. And you'll have to go in and either, you know, actively decide to reconnect or actively decide to disconnect altogether before any network traffic gets through.
Speaking of desktops, is ExpressVPN strictly for Windows or Macs, or can you use it on mobile devices?
Yeah, you can actually use it on iOS devices, Android devices, in addition to Mac, Windows, and Linux, and we also have router support. You know, and router support is great and is also quite a rare feature among VPN providers where you can just set up on your router. You don't need to worry about it. Every time you're connected to the router or any of your family members are connected, you know that they're protected by the VPN.
Okay.
And I also wanted to mention that we actually have support for some other devices, which is not VPN support per se, but it's proxy support to help your streaming media devices connect to a different server in a different country, for example. So if you wanted to connect your Apple TV or your Xbox or PlayStation, Amazon Fire Stick to a different country to be able to access content that might not be able to be available in your country, you can do that as well with ExpressVPN.
And that's, of course, another popular application for VPNs is the ability to access content in another country. As if you were there, you just choose the IP address for the country you want to be from in order to access that content from that particular region. So I know a lot of people do
exactly.
that. For Canadians, for example, may want to access the U.S. version of Netflix, so they'll use a VPN. I've heard Netflix is starting to catch up on that and, you know, trying to prevent that for licensing purposes. But you know, I'm sure it still can be done. All right. Finally, Harold, how much does ExpressVPN cost and where could we download it?
Sure. Yeah. So everyone can go to expressvpn.com to download it and to learn more. And the cost is if you pay by year, it's approximately $8 a month. And if you pay by the month, it's about $12 a month.
All right. Harold Lee, Vice President from ExpressVPN. I appreciate your time and your information. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Again, the website, expressvpn.com. We'll be right back.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Check it out. Hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Gamers, listen up. If you want a laptop with no trade-offs, one that's packed with power yet still portable, check out the ROG Zephyrus SGX701 from Asus. Up your game with this 17-inch laptop squeezed into a 15-inch body. Under the hood, it has the latest NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080, 8th-gen Intel Core i7, SSD storage up to a terabyte, and runs Windows 10 Pro. Learn more at Asus.com. Tech It Out is powered by Asus for those in search of incredible.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Are you or a loved one struggling to hear despite using hearing aids? It might be time to ask a doctor about cochlear implants.
My cochlear implant gave me access to the sounds that I've been missing. Back to being me, and I'm unstoppable.
Cochlear implants are routinely covered by Medicare and most private insurance plans for those who meet the health plan criteria. Ready to be unstoppable? Call 833-700-HEAR to learn more and find a doctor near you. Again, that's 833-700-HEAR.
Sponsored by Cochlear.
This is Peter on his motorcycle.
Oh, the open road!
And this is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk. Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
I feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off.
Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Every day, Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others might look away, we step in to act. Because measles still kills more than 100,000 children every year, we're there to vaccinate over 1 million worldwide, including those affected by the current outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo. Because half of all maternal deaths occur during delivery or within 24 hours. We've assisted more than 1.4 million births around the world, including care for new mothers in Afghanistan. Because some countries only have one or two mental health professionals, we offer counseling and clinical care, providing over 400,000 mental health consultations worldwide last year, including care for migrants and refugees on the dangerous journey north from Central America. The fact is, your acts of care and compassion make our life-saving work possible. Picture the impact we can have together. DoctorsWithoutBorders.org.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We're here at Ceridian's Insights 2019 in Las Vegas. Almost 3,000 attendees cramming into the Caesars Palace conference area. I'm thrilled to be here with Ted Malley. He's the HCM evangelist at Ceridian. That's the human capital management evangelist. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure, Mark. Glad to be here with you.
You were great on stage this morning showing some of your customers leveraging the Ceridian technology for human resources and payroll and scheduling and all that. Pretty wild. It was great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's great to see customers be successful and just celebrate together with them. It's really, truly amazing.
Let's just start right from the top. Why don't we first bring everybody up to speed about what Ceridian is all about and, of course, your most popular platform, Dayforce.
Yeah, so Ceridian is a global cloud-based human capital management solution that goes in every country all over the globe, and Dayforce is our award-winning flagship product, which really is an all-in-one system that includes timekeeping, payroll, benefits, human capital management, record keeping, things like performance management, recruiting. The list goes on, and we're not done yet, and we're super excited to see the growth of the company. Really, gosh, in the last 6 or 7 years has been tremendous to see this resurgence of a company that's been around for a long time, but with new leadership, new technology, it's just blossomed and it's exploding, and it's super exciting.
And I am going to talk to you about the technology in a moment, because this is a show about tech. So those who are listening that who do run a small business, do they need to be a certain size, any enterprise grade sort of business, or can they use your tools and it can scale with them as they grow?
Yeah, so, Dayforce is usually suited for companies of about 50 employees and up, and that's just because it's a pretty comprehensive solution. But yeah, we have companies as small as 50 employees and all the way up to a couple hundred thousand employees, so it scales really well.
And you have some Fortune 500 companies who use your technology.
We do. Companies like American Express.
Yeah, I've heard of them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We all have the card. So, yeah. So membership has its privileges, and we're a great partner with theirs, as well.
Now, before we talk about the technology embedded in some of the Dayforce solutions, tell us a bit about Insights. This is a huge event. I mean, it's jam-packed, as I said, almost 3,000 people. These are mostly customers from around the world. Why does Ceridian put this event on?
Yeah, so essentially it's an opportunity for us to get our large parts of our company and our customers and future customers. We don't call them prospects. We just call them not yet customers. And so we all come together and we're doing education series on both Ceridian Dayforce as well as topics that are key around leadership and compliance. And we bring them all together to really tune them up and actually celebrate their success over the years. So for our customers, I call it our annual family reunion, but it's a great connecting time, customers to each other, customers to not yet customers, and then our whole executive team is here. It's an amazing experience. You know, for 72 hours, we live on power bars and coffee, and it's unbelievable. So yeah. It's a blur of activity.
And I'm honored to play a small role being one of the, I don't know, I think 60-odd speakers that you have here this week, but you've also got some AAA talent. Terry Crews spoke last night, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus is talking today. I think it's all about adversity, and tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so these speakers are amazing. Terry Crews shared his story last night about how he came from a kid in Flint, Michigan, to overcoming amazing obstacles. We had Sean Aker this morning.
He was amazing.
Addressed the team on happiness and really the psychology around happiness and the linking of happiness to success. And then we're going to have Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who's unbelievable, talk to us tonight and give her inspirational story as well. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
All right, we are chatting with Ted Malley, HCM evangelist at Ceridian, human capital management evangelist at the company. We're in Las Vegas at the Ceridian Insights event where they have this family reunion with their customers every year. Let's now talk about technology. So I understand Dayforce, which is, as you said, your most popular platform for empowering companies with your technology, HR, payroll, and the like. Tell us about some of the tech behind the scenes that might be interesting to our listeners.
Yeah, so Dayforce is really a purpose-built cloud 2.0 technology. It's built for the internet, built with the internet in mind, built to be accessed through a web browser, built to be easy to use and user-friendly. But at the same time, that platform affords us the ability to develop new features rapidly to our customer markets, as well as really have some amazing benchmarking and data statistics around our customers, how they use the product, and as well, we can now start to share best practices through just efficiencies that we're able to report and observe through the system. So it's a very, very powerful platform.
Can we dig down on two of those aspects? One that caught my attention was the abilities to be paid when they want, sort of on demand, instead of waiting for that, you know, typical every Friday or every other Friday kind of thing. That's one aspect that I thought was really interesting. And when we return, I'm going to talk to you about the other product that I thought was really neat, another feature, rather, of the Dayforce platform, and that's the smart speaker integration, being able to schedule or reschedule your time at work using your voice, the most natural interface we've got, in my opinion, the most accessible way to interface with your technology, and with artificial intelligence on the back end, of course. So when we return, we're going to continue chatting with Ted Malley from Ceridian about where we're going in the near future when it comes to these kinds of platforms. Really cool stuff. You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. Each week for 1 hour, I interview several guests across both consumer and business technology with the goal to help explain tech in plain English, to help demystify it, not just celebrate it. As you likely know, my catchphrase is to break down geek speak into street speak. If you have any feedback on the show, you have some suggestions for upcoming guests or topic, I'm all ears. You can hit me up publicly or privately. Privately on email is simply tech@marksaltzman.com. That's tech@marksaltzman.com. On social media, I'm on all the big platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. So you can hit me up however you like and look for Mark with a C, Saltzman. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We are chatting with Ted Malley, HCM Evangelist at Ceridian, Human Capital Management Evangelist at the company. We're in Las Vegas at the Ceridian Insights event where they have this family reunion with their customers every year. Before the break, we talked about Dayforce Wallet, this feature coming where you can request money for wages that you've earned, even if it's not on the Friday that you typically get that direct deposit or what have you. Very cool idea. So it could be like Wednesday at 2 p.m. and want to be paid up to that point. You can do so on demand through your smartphone. I think that's really cool. And the other one was voice-enabled scheduling through a smart speaker like an Amazon Echo powered by Alexa. Can you talk to us a bit about that? I don't know how much you want to pull back the curtain, but
Well, I'm so glad you're here, Mark, and that we are pulling back the curtains, because on Tuesday of this week, David Ossip, our CEO from the stage, announced Dayforce Wallet, which is really this idea that if you have a payroll system that can actually calculate things on demand instantaneously at any time of the day, we're able to take those funds that an employee has rightfully earned, not a payday loan, but it's monies that the company owes me today at the end of my shift, mm-hmm. and digitally transfer those to a Dayforce wallet that is just on your phone. So when you think about the future workforce, our millennials being 60% of our population over the next 10 years, this is game-changing technology that it takes a second-generation cloud computing platform to really pull off. Mm-hmm. So some part of the audience was super excited, those that had lots of millennials already that are having high demand for this. Other parts are maybe freaking out along the compliance side. How do we pull this off? How does the money move? We've got that all figured out based on our rich heritage of money movement, filing taxes for Canadians and Americans alike. It's really a groundbreaking, game-changing technology.
I know. It sounds great. It falls into that why didn't anybody think of this sooner category,
exactly.
Right? Now let's talk about smart speakers. I think last estimates were 120 million of these devices in the U.S. alone in American homes. These are, of course, the likes of a Google or an Amazon
yes.
speaker that will you wake it up with a keyword and then you ask a question or give a command. But I understand you're leveraging that technology to help with scheduling.
Yes. So we have built on our own machine learning language that sits on top of Amazon's Alexa, Google Home, Apple Siri to say, wake it up with Hey Dayforce. And then we have a series of verbs that we've exposed through the application that let you just do things. Look up my paycheck, trade my shift, when am I supposed to work? Can I call in sick today? And so from the comfort / laziness of mm-hmm. your own couch at home, you can manage your entire shift from the couch with your local Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy to think, but the flexibility is there, and we're just using all this technology and packaging it together for employees. So it's for everybody.
Love it. With that in mind, let's play a clip of what that sounds like.
Hello, this is Dayforce. What would you like to do? How can I help you?
Dayforce, who can I trade my Thursday shift with?
Steve Smith will most likely take it. Would you like me to ask him?
Dayforce, generate my usual Friday reports.
I will compile your overtime and engagement reports for you. Check your inbox.
Am I ready to commit payroll?
There are two outstanding time card exceptions that need to be resolved by Jason Wright. Would you like me to remind him?
Love it. All right, where do you foresee Ceridian in 5 years from now? What will the future of work, the near future of work, look like?
Yeah, it's crazy to think about this, but if you look at how in years past we as software vendors have invested millions and billions of dollars in making these systems more transactionally efficient, now you can imagine with the emergence of machine learning, artificial intelligence, we're making these systems more effective. And so Dayforce Intelligence actually allows you as a leader to look at all the statistics of the key productivity indicators in your business, and we can give you best practices on how to do better and give you comparisons with how your peers are doing. So if my time to hire is 47 days and the best industry benchmarks of my peers is 32, we can actually help you pinpoint exactly what you need to do in your organization to get better at those. So you're going to see this advanced analytics, not just static reports that I have to go run, but proactive dashboards that tell me where to look in my business mm-hmm. to fix problems.
Powered by AI.
All powered by AI and predictive analytics.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Amazing. Ted, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on yet another successful Ceridian Insights. Our listeners can go to Ceridian.com to learn more. Thanks again.
My pleasure, Mark. Great to be here. Thanks.
Well, that wraps up another week's Tech It Out. I hope you enjoyed the program, something for consumers as well as for businesses. This show is powered by ASUS. ASUS creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. Have a great rest of your week, everyone. Catch up with you next time on Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Another round of blackouts coming to Northern California after PG&E announced they were cutting power to some 36 counties this evening. KGO-TV found for residents like San Leandro's Ida Good, it's becoming the new normal.
We've already have a lot of things in place from the last time that we thought that there was going to be a power shutdown.
And the utility says high winds and looming fires are prompting the precautionary measure that will affect nearly a million customers. But Californians take a lot of things in stride. San Leandro restaurant manager Catherine Council says she's prepared to stay open and welcome customers even if there's no power.
We would just condense our menu and have items that we can offer either just from saute or from the oven and lots of candlelight.
Officials say the blackouts could last 48 hours or longer. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise says there's something sinister about the secretive way in which House Democrats are going about their closed-door impeachment hearings.
Not just me or other members of Congress. Why can't you see it? The press, people back home, like has been done in every other impeachment inquiry.
The House Minority Whip told the Hugh Hewitt program on Salem Radio this week the hearings began after hard-left Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez threatened moderates and her party for not being hard enough on the president.
And so the tail's wagging the dog on their side. The most radical elements of their base want to impeach the president because they don't agree with the 2016 election.
Scalise said Speaker Pelosi is caving in to the most radical left-wing fringe of her caucus. He and other Republicans are demanding Democrats either hold a formal impeachment vote or put an end to their secretive hearings. Hundreds of thousands in the rest of region of Catalonia protesting today in Barcelona against the imprisonment of nine separatist leaders for their roles in an illegal 2017 secession bid. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
A convicted killer in South Dakota is scheduled to be executed early next month for the fatal stabbing of a young donut shop worker has lost two appeals in one day.
The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals Friday dismissed a request by Charles Russell Rhines to meet with mental health experts to prepare a clemency application. The 3-judge panel said the question of whether Rhines deserves clemency should be decided by the South Dakota governor. Earlier Friday, the South Dakota Supreme Court rejected Ryan's request to delay his execution, which is scheduled to take place the week of November 3rd through the 9th. Ryan's was sentenced to death for the fatal stabbing of 22-year-old Donovan Schaefer during a burglary at the Rapid City shop. Patrick Foss reporting.
California Representative Katie Hill is considered a rising Democratic star, but a congressional ethics investigation has put her re-election at risk. The 32-year-old acknowledged an affair with a young female campaign staffer. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Indonesian investigators say a mix of problems were responsible for the Lion Air tragedy.
The plane went down partly because the pilots were never told how to quickly respond to malfunctions of the Boeing 737 MAX 8 jet's automated flight control system, or MCAS. But reporters heard at a news conference that 9 crunch points in all had led to the downing, and if one of the 9 hadn't occurred, the accident may not have happened. Reporters also learned that engineers had found several problems with the MAX 8 3 days before the tragedy. Documents had been filed at the time, but passages appeared to be missing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Fiat Chrysler recalling more than 160,000 diesel-powered Ram pickup trucks, mainly in the U.S. and Canada, because of leak in coolant that could possibly catch fire. The recall covers Ram 1500 models from the 2014 through 2019 model years. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
The Reading Renteria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here, and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
This is Popular Technology Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends.
Welcome to this week's episode of Popular Technology Radio. I'm Jason Masters, and if you have been reading tech news and health news in the last 5 years or so, there's going to be some words that you'll see popping up. One of them is microbiome and all that crazy stuff going on with your gut, which has really taken, I've taken an interest in all that, so I'll probably be having some guests on in the near future about that. But then another one of the key words that comes up a lot is DNA, and it's everywhere. There's, you know, DNA gene editing and DNA testing and diets for your specific DNA. And you know, we're just kind of delving deeper and deeper into our own bodies to try to perfect whether it's, you know, what we're eating to go along with our body's chemistry or to find out about our family's history. There's so much going on in the world of DNA. And one of the companies that's at the forefront of this this keyword DNA is the company 23andMe. And if you can want to follow along with us, you can check out 23andme.com. That's the numerals 23 and then the words andme.com. And so joining me right now is Juliana Cintron. She's the senior product specialist for 23andMe, and she's going to help us kind of pull apart what it means to use the services of 23andMe. Welcome to the show, Juliana.
Hi, Jason. Thanks for having me.
I'm really glad you guys are able to join me. And so essentially, you guys offer two services, right? You can do the slightly less expensive one, which it just tells you, like, your family history, and then there's one that tells you a lot more about your DNA, right?
Yeah, so we have two services. One is our ancestry-only service, and then we have the health and the ancestry service, so you can get both in one.
Okay, so when you get the health service, it comes with the ancestry part added on as well.
Correct.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's a lot more detail in the health part of it. So let's just kind of talk about the ancestry part first.
Sure.
how does it work? I mean, I guess I don't really have much of a stronger question than that. How does it work?
Okay, yeah. So you spit into a tube, you send it to our laboratory, and within 6 to 8 weeks, we provide you with online results. So the way that it works is we perform something called genotyping. So we're looking at very specific points in your genome that are known, to either cause disease or that we know have something to do with your ancestry. So we take a look at that, and then within the ancestry reports, we have a data set of over 10,000 people with known ancestry, and we compare you to that data set and assign you a percentage based on your genetic similarity to the 31 reference populations that we've created based on that data set. And so based on more data that we get in the future, the results are what we call a living analysis. So as we're able to update those reference populations, we'll be able to get more granularity in terms of the results that we provide to you.
That's great. So once you do this, it's not just a single set of information. As you guys learn more about the history of the human population and where they've originated and things like that, you'll continue to update that.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah,
just as we're able to gather more data and more information.
Well, that's got to be a fun thing for your users to look forward to, is any new breakthroughs in the history of humanity. And so, essentially, it gives you kind of a breakdown of, like, percentages of, like, you have, 50% of your DNA is from this part of Africa and so on?
Yeah. So what we're doing is we're providing you with your maternal and paternal ancestry. We're analyzing autosomal DNA, which you inherit in equal parts from both your mother and your father, so approximately 50% from each. And then we're giving you the results that are mixed, so both the maternal and paternal, and then it breaks it down into the percentages of your genetic similarity. So, 10% British and Irish, or 5% French and German. The full list of our reference populations is available on our website. So if your listeners are interested, they can go to 23andMe.com under the service tab. They'll be able to see what those reference populations are.
Very cool. All right. Well, so that's just the tip of the iceberg, because as soon as you pay that extra little bit to get the health portion of it, you get so much more going along with the family history of it. And we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm talking with Juliana Cintron, Senior Product Specialist for 23andMe.com. We'll be right back. This is Popular Technology Radio.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 10/31/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with Salonpas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Patch Large. Salonpas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hisamitsu.
Welcome back to Pop Tech Radio. I'm Jason Masters, and I'm talking with Juliana Cintron, Senior Product Specialist at 23andMe.com. They are a DNA company. They can tell you where your family history comes from and so much more, and we're going to get into that so much more right now. Juliana, let's talk about what kind of data you get based on your health, and maybe what type of data may be coming down the line that you could expect once you've done that. Like, let's say you do this now, there's still going to be lots of future data coming along that your information will be added to and extracted from to find out more about diseases and things like that, right?
That's correct, yeah. So we're the first and only direct-to-consumer genetic testing company that's approved by the FDA. As we get those reports authorized by the FDA, we'll be able to add more to the account. Right now, we have two categories of health reports that fall under that. The first is our genetic health risk reports. Those are reports that can tell you about variants that may impact your risk of developing a condition. So things like late-onset Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease, which, you know, are definitely sensitive in nature, but we give customers the option of whether or not to opt into those reports if they want to see those results. And then our carrier status reports, those can identify if you're a carrier for a condition. And the reason that's important is because these are autosomal recessive conditions that you can pass on to your children. So you might not be affected by the disease, but if you have a partner that also carries a variant and you both pass on that variant, then the chance of you having a child that has that disease increases.
Wow.
So that's important information to know. So those are things like cystic fibrosis, sickle cell anemia. And then we also have a category of reports called our wellness reports, and these can help you understand how your DNA may influence how you respond to certain lifestyle and environmental factors. So things like lactose intolerance, and then saturated fat and weight. Those are just a couple of examples of our reports.
Very interesting. Now, you mentioned lactose intolerance, and it makes me think of how there's a lot of talk lately about trying to, like, eat based on your blood type or maybe eat based on your DNA info. How much more info can you get based on your DNA to find out what type of food allergies you have, or is that a specific different type of test that you would have a different doctor run?
Yeah, so there are definitely tests that you can, have done through your doctor. But the cool thing about 23andMe is that we're trying to make this information readily available and easy to get. With just this test, as we're able to get more reports, hopefully we'll be able to add reports that can help you, make changes to your daily life. and that can improve, you know, the quality of it. So customers, you know, have used our reports to make lifestyle changes in terms of them being lactose intolerant, and something as simple as cutting out dairy from their diet can really have a huge impact, you know, on daily life.
So I guess what's on my mind right now is I read a report recently that said there is mounting evidence that women who eat peanuts while they are breastfeeding can kind of help inoculate their children towards peanut allergies. And I'm wondering if that peanut allergy thing is something that you are maybe genetically predisposed to, or maybe you could inoculate yourself and not even know that you've done that for yourself. And so I'm just wondering if there are like allergies we have that we can get rid of or are going to be more predisposed to getting anyways, besides maybe lactose.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly possible. We don't currently have a report on something like peanut allergies. But, you know, what we do is we definitely gather customer feedback. So, you know, just like you just mentioned, we have a lot of customers writing in and asking whether there's a genetic link between a certain condition, you know, in DNA. And so what we do is we pass this information on to our research team, and hopefully, you know, with data that we get from customers, so by answering survey questions, that might be a topic that we explore in the future. But research is a huge component of our service. And by answering survey questions, you know, based on things like what you just mentioned, is how we're able to create these wellness reports once we establish a connection between, you know, a condition and a gene.
Right. Okay. Well, we're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. I'm talking with Juliana Cintron. She's the Senior Product Specialist at 23andMe.com. If you want to find out more, check out 23andMe.com, 23andMe.com. This is Pop Tech Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m. North State Now.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Welcome back to Pop Tech Radio. I'm Jason Masters talking with Juliana Cintron. She's Senior Product Specialist at 23andMe. And we're talking about DNA and all the amazing stuff that you can find from spitting in a tube and sending it off to to 23andMe and letting them analyze it. And there's a lot of different directions we can go with this, because there's the DNA family history, where you can look at where your family is from, and then there is the health aspect of it. Let's talk about real quick some of the, more of the health aspects of it. What are some other examples of the way people are getting this information and then making lifestyle changes?
Yeah, I mean, you know, knowing you have a variant that puts you at a higher risk for developing a certain disease can make you, you know, more proactive with your health. So, for example, we have a report on age-related macular degeneration. If you find out you carry a variant for this disease, you know, it might prompt you to make more frequent visits to an eye doctor, which, you know, doesn't necessarily, there's no cure for this, but it can certainly delay onset for the disease. So that's just one lifestyle choice that you can make. Our saturated fat and weight report can tell you if you're more likely to weigh, you know, more on a diet that's high in saturated fat. So you might want to make some changes there when it comes to your diet.
One other thing that I just recently learned about that you guys offer is what you call DNA relatives. And maybe you can tell us a little bit about that, because that's a whole new concept to me.
Yeah, of course. So that's a feature that we offer for our customers to opt into, where it locates other 23andMe members who share DNA with you. And so we've had customers who have found biological relatives, who have found, you know, cousins that they didn't know about. So it's a great tool for, you know, adoptees to find more information about their family. But really for anyone who's, you know, looking to find more information, I actually just found out yesterday that one of my best friends is my fourth cousin.
And wow.
We had no idea. This just happened. And so it just makes that, you know, connection that much more special.
Wow, that is really interesting. Or I imagine even there's people who have, like, you know, grandparents who passed away really early and they were never able to really tell them, you know, where their family came from or who else they're related to. And so that seems like a really fun way to find other family that you never knew you had.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can establish a sharing connection with that individual. You can send them a message. And so it's just a great tool to connect, you know, with family.
And so now one other thing that I think is really cool about your company is that you have the benefit of this ginormous amount of data, because you have all these people sending you their DNA, and if they opt in, they can have their information anonymized where their name is not attached to it. They're just, it's just their DNA, and they can toss it in with the rest of everybody else's, and you can comb through it and look for new signs of Parkinson's and other diseases like that. Am I right?
Yeah. So a huge component of our service, you know, is research. And it's completely optional. You consent to it if you'd like when you're going through the registration process, and you can change this consent option at any time. But if you consent to research, then yes, we use aggregate, you know, de-identified, anonymized data to, you know, kind of leverage, you know, the research that we're doing, and then, you know, scientific discoveries. And so the way that this is done is through research questions that customers can, you know, participate in taking right from within their account. They can answer survey questions, and this helps our research team when they're, you know, coming up with new discoveries. And so it's a great way, you know, to contribute. It can impact future reports that we offer and, of course, further our understanding of different diseases.
Now, one thing I want to get out of the way for anybody who may be listening and has heard strange things going on about insurance. I mentioned to a coworker, I was like, hey, I'm getting 23andMe on, and they said, oh, I've heard that insurance companies can discriminate against you if you go through one of these services. And if that is something that you've heard, it's outdated information. Maybe years ago that was a worry of people, but the United States government has actually put that to rest and made a federal law stating mm-hmm. that it is no longer possible for insurance companies to discriminate against you for going through one of these services and saying that you may be more predisposed to one disease or another, because while at the same time you are finding out you might be more likely to have a disease, you're also more likely to do something about it, right?
Of course. Yeah, and you know, for those that are wondering, that's the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act, or GINA, is what it's known as, you know, in short.
Perfect. That way people can, you know, look it up and read for themselves if they'd like more information.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Juliana, I really appreciate you coming on the show. I can't wait to get my DNA results back and see where all my rest of my DNA family is.
Yeah, of course. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and, yeah, please let me know what you find.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe even we're cousins.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you want to find out more about their services or even order their services, go to 23andme.com. That's numeral 23andme.com. I'm Jason Masters. This is Pop Tech Radio, and we'll be right back.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Orchard Nutrition Center presents the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. There'll be free samples, information, and education all dedicated to your health, and it's free admission. Come check out the dozens and dozens of booths, plus free educational talks in the Sundial Room with expert guest speakers all dedicated to your health. So make plans to bring your family to the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. Brought to you by Orchard Nutrition Center.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Site, and but there's also been a lot of turmoil based around it, because sometimes hotels get jealous that people are able to rent out rooms in places where there's no hotel. Sometimes neighborhood associations, they put up a stink because they don't want people coming and going. And so it hasn't been the easiest road for Airbnb, but they continue to innovate in this space. I keep seeing they're adding all kinds of awesome new ways to book services and tours with the different homeowners or people that live in the area that you're going to. And one of the most recent partnerships that they've done is with this company called the Nitto Group, and that's N-I-I-D-O. And they're calling it Nitto Powered by Airbnb. So joining me right now is the CEO of the Nitto Group, Harvey Hernandez. Welcome to the show, Harvey.
Thank you. Thank you, Jason. Happy to be here.
Now, your company is based in Miami, and tell us about what the Nitto Group is doing with Airbnb.
Yeah, so we're based in Miami, and Miami is a great place to be when we're talking about Airbnb, because it's a ton of Airbnb business, right, that happens here.
Right.
But it's a ton of, you know, sort of regulated and maybe not permitted Airbnb business, which actually gives us part of the inspiration so that we can create the concept that we had created. And what we've done is we had created a residential concept in partnership with Airbnb that allows tenants to basically monetize assets that they rent in our buildings. So with using the technology that we have created, as well as the services that we'll have in place.
Okay, so now I'm looking at your press release, and it looks like you guys are starting out this venture with one building that has 324 units, and it's essentially Airbnb-friendly. So do you want to maybe go into what that means more so than Airbnb is allowed? It looks like you guys are going to have an app and all kinds of different ways that Airbnb incorporates into your building.
Yeah, so what we've done is we have created a community, right, in our buildings, and a community that is all about using the sharing economy as a base for opportunity for our residents to make money whenever they need it or whenever they want to. Because the more that you think about here today, people have options when it comes to transportation or offices or a few other things that they can do and not necessarily, and that they can use and not necessarily own. But as when it comes to your home, you always have to pay for that roof over your head, right, whether you're using it or not.
Right.
So we said, how about if we create an environment where our tenants will have the ability to monetize that asset that they're renting from us whenever they're not using it? And how about if we bring this and technology that allows that, right, while they are away from wherever they are? And then at the same time, we wanted it to do it with the best partner in the industry, which is Airbnb. Airbnb is the best platform for this.
Right. Now, if I don't think I've ever heard of a better incentive to go camping than to have your house be rented out for those exact days and basically be paid to go camping. Does that seem like a pretty good possible use case for this?
Well, let me tell you another one. I cannot think of a better incentive to go and visit your relatives.
Yeah.
Than to get paid, right?
Right. Go stay at the mother-in-law's house or anywhere else. get paid to go on vacation.
While you're getting paid. Yeah.
Man.
So that's what we're thinking it will happen. We, in essence, will help to change somebody's life. You know, if you think about this, in average, in South Florida only, but this is kind of the same case in other markets, people are paying 50% of the household income towards housing. This is crazy.
Yeah.
So what we're thinking is, if we can help someone generate a little bit of income when they're not using their property, and they're using that income to go on that vacation that they wouldn't do it, wouldn't have to do it, or couldn't do it any other way, I think we're changing somebody's life.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's something that is great for us. So we'll have this Nido app that our tenants will have access to. And what this app allows them to do is, for example, they can provide access codes to access their property to third parties, and that access codes could be time sensitive, right? So it could be good only for the length of the stay for your guests. That way, you know that if you rent it from today to Sunday, then that same code will not work beyond Sunday.
Right, and then if you're somebody who maybe splits their time between Florida and New York or something like that, you don't have to go down each time and manually reprogram that door code to let your new guests in.
Exactly. And in addition to that, let's say that you commune, right? Let's say that you have a place in New York and a place in Florida. You can, in essence, make money while you are in New York, right, using our app and our services that are all in embedded in the app while you are away.
Right.
So little things like, for example, you can manage your calendar. You can manage your service requests for cleaning, whether it's pre-arrival cleaning or post-occupancy cleaning, little things like that. Let's say that you would like us to go and give access to Amazon for your groceries or whatever, we can do that. So little things like that, that it will make your life so much easier.
Now, so we're running out of time, but before we go, do you want to let people know when they can start applying to rent in this new apartment building or any other ways people want to get a hold of you?
Sure. So we will be opening first quarter 2018 in the Orlando Celebration area. They can go to leavenido.com, and if they can sign in to our newsletter, and we'll let you know when we're ready to open their cities.
Well, this is awesome, and I wish you guys the best. Harvey Hernandez is the CEO of the Nido Group. Check out livenido.com, LiveNiido.com. This is Pop Tech Radio, and we will be right back.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 10/31/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com. If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever. The 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you.
EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Welcome back to Pop Tech Radio. I'm Jason Masters, and I'm joined by my co-host Mike Etchart now. How's it going,
hey,
Mike?
Jason, I'm well, but I'll be honest, Jason, I'm a little jealous that you got to go on vacation, and I did not.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. I only go on vacation every 5 years or so, and we went on a family vacation, me and my parents and my wife and my siblings and my sister's husband. And, yeah, it was a big family trip, but it was a lot of fun, and I brought all kinds of tech gadgets with me to play around with while I was there.
So what is your backpack look like when you're going to, in this case, Hawaii?
Well, let's see. I brought my iPhone 7 Plus, which is waterproof, but as I'll discuss in momentarily, not quite waterproof enough for my liking, so...
Well, it's who really wants to test that valve that much?
Exactly, and actually my brother warned me. He's like, you know, it's waterproof, but I had a tiny crack in my camera screen, and I brought it into the pool with me, and it died.
Ooh.
So that waterproof rating is only for if it is in pristine condition.
Yeah, right.
But I also, just in case, I brought my GoPro Hero 4 Silver.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up getting the silver edition because, oddly enough, it's one of those situations where the silver is slightly cheaper than the black edition, but The silver comes with a touchscreen on the back of it that you can view, you know, what you're looking at through the camera. Or the black edition doesn't come with a screen, and you have to buy a different one to add on to it. So,
wow.
And then I brought a Ricoh, R-I-C-O-H, Ricoh 360 camera.
Mm-hmm.
Which was, it was a lot of fun, but I think the 360 cameras, they're a lot more fun when it's a video camera, because then you can kind of go do something and attach it to the back of your kayak or whatever, and then later on go kind of looking around in that 360 image. But the 360 photo, I mean, you can kind of take like a cool screenshot out of it, but there's just not a lot of ways to look at those photos.
Yeah, and it seems to be the interest in that has kind of died down as of late. Or is that just me? In 3D?
Well, like I said, the 3D video is still up and coming, but yeah. 3D photos, I think, really, there's not a lot of reason for people to sink the money into making or buying a 360 photo camera when they could just get a 360 video camera and then grab stills off of it.
Yeah. So that's no music?
I did bring my Fugu speakers.
Oh, okay.
Which are just my absolute favorite. I've got the little Fugu Style S tweed-covered waterproof speakers that I take everywhere with me, and they're just the best.
That's nice. And you guys, you've had those for a while, haven't you?
I have. I had a bigger Fugu, the Fugu XL, But then they sent me the little, the smaller versions that you can pair together in stereo.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's nice.
And it's so fun to just have these little tiny speakers that are like the size of maybe like a little banana bread or something.
Yeah. And they're not that expensive. They're, what, $139 or $140, $150, somewhere around there for the S. And then the XL is a couple, a little bit more. Then they make the little style, which is under $100. They're very popular.
Yeah, and they're great because you can take two little speakers and then put them on either end of the room. And, we had like a big, large, open living room that was connected to a kitchen. And it just filled that whole space up perfectly.
And there's something to be said for bringing your music. I mean, it just really personalizes. It's an easy personalization of what can be a very sterile room when you're traveling. You know, it for me, it kind of just makes you feel at home right away.
Yeah, and there's nothing more sad than trying to entertain, like, eight people with music just from your iPhone. Do you have, like, balanced in a cup to try to amplify it?
Yeah, but I'm a big fan of those kind of portable speakers like that. So, I had forgotten that Fugus are waterproof. That's pretty slick.
Yeah, and so the iPhone is waterproof, but they still have a charging port. And what I've found is that most things that say waterproof are not really intended to go to salt water.
No.
Or sand.
Yeah, those are brutal for electronic devices.
Yeah, so I did ruin a cable. There was a little speck of sand that got in my charge port, and I plugged it in, and it must have scratched the connecting points or something like that, because the cable just totally doesn't work anymore. So the fact that it was waterproof, the phone is still fine. I did not take it in the ocean. But what I'm finding is that I read this in an article a couple of years ago, and it has really just stuck with me, that they were reviewing, I think on CNET, all of these waterproof phone cases. And then at the end, they said, but in the end, none of these are really that much better than just buying one of those waterproof bags to put your phone in.
Yeah.
Because you can just put your phone in it, wrap it around your neck, and then you can't lose the phone. And then if you get new phones later on, you don't have to upgrade the case with it because it won't fit anymore. It's just, you just stick it in the bag.
There you go. Stick it in the bag. All right. Hey, on that note, Jason, we need to take a quick break.
All right, let's take a break. This is Pop Tech Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And we are back. Welcome, everyone. It is Popular Technology Radio. Mike Etchart and Jason Masters. Jason, I sent you an article last night of things to talk about. How about this sort of anti-Amazon alliance that appears to be kind of forming, headed by Google?
Yeah, I mean, I was out of town for like more than a week, and I missed this one. But it totally makes sense, the fact that these giant companies are forming together into one, Megatron anti-Amazon alliance.
Right, exactly. So this was from Recode.net, and on Thursday, Target and Google announced they are expanding what was a years-old delivery partnership from a small experiment into a handful of cities to the entire continental U.S. It's going to allow Target to become a retail partner in Google's voice shopping initiative, which lets owners of the Google Home smart speaker order items through voice commands, just like on the Echo from Amazon. And I don't know how I missed this one, but apparently about 2 months ago, Walmart inked a similar deal with Google for their services. So, and then apparently Home Depot was also on board. So you've got,
it kind of makes those are some big names.
Some big names, and it's going to take big names, though, to, you know, how do you topple or how do you compete with Amazon? And I guess that's how you do it, with just teamwork and some of those big players jumping in. So, and it's interesting that it's the voice shopping thing that's gotten everybody kind of
teaming up.
Yeah. You would think this would have happened a couple of years ago, because it was clearly, I mean, more than that, it was, you know, several years ago, but the voice thing seems to be kind of the thing that has really sparked this initiative to happen.
Yeah.
So
Mike, I have to ask you, have you ordered anything by voice?
No. Have you?
No.
I don't think
looking at my shopping list.
I do too. Yeah, but is that a generational thing? That's the question.
Maybe, but we're in different generations too, though.
Yeah. No, absolutely. But is it something that the generation coming up behind you is going to be doing?
Yeah, I can't tell, because they've obviously seen enough traction in this to go, okay, people are biting. But I can't. The only people I've seen who are really excited about the Echo are people in like the 40 plus range who just think it's like nifty.
Yeah, right. Well, see, there's something else that was mentioned in that, and it said, so here's some of the verbiage from the press release. Target and Google teams are working on building experiences that digitally replicate the joy of shopping a Target store to discover stylish and affordable products. This is from Target's digital chief, a guy named Mike McNamara. So Recode is pointing out that maybe augmented reality will be one of the areas where this is going to where these guys will work together.
Yeah, and this does make a lot more sense to me than the speech. I mean, I think maybe the speech is just kind of the foot in the door, but
yes.
But the augmented reality and virtual reality it's coming. It's so close. I mean, Facebook bought Oculus Rift for $2 billion 3 years ago. And now they are coming out with the Oculus Go, which, if you don't know about Oculus Rift that much, the Oculus Rift is a virtual reality headset, but you still have to have it tethered to a really powerful computer. And the Oculus Go is now only $199, and it is a standalone headset. So I think a lot of people are going to be getting these for Christmases and birthdays.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So apparently there was some sort of an event in Europe, Shop Talk Europe conference, and Google's director of augmented reality, Greg Jones, was talking to retailers in the audience about working together, and kind of talked about why Google and retailers' interests are aligned. And he talked, of course, about the Amazon threat. And he also admitted that the e-commerce giant is also a threat to Google, since people are going to Amazon first when it comes to product search. So they don't want that happening at all.
Yeah.
So, and they also mentioned apparently Google's already worked with Lowe's to use augmented reality technology, which I did not know either. And when we were talking about, and I think maybe even Pottery Barn had jumped in with Google at some point. So, you know, it's all coming, and maybe this is kind of how the brick and mortars survive in the long run in a Google infested retail space. IR and AR that's going to happen, you know?
Well, there is no Target in my town, but I can tell you right now that if I had a VR headset and you could walk around Target inside of it. That would be the first reason my wife borrowed my VR headset.
Exactly.
The further we go into the future, the more real estate is going to continue to skyrocket. So for these brick-and-mortar places that have to have huge footprints, the digital world real estate is going to continue to be a lot cheaper option for them. So I think this is going to be the direction we keep seeing them going for quite some time. All right, well, you're listening to Pop Tech Radio. If you want to find more, go to poptechradio.com. We'll be back.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
A Christian Finnish congresswoman is under pretrial investigation by police for citing a Bible verse on Facebook condemning the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Finland's support of the LGBT lifestyles. Now, the congresswoman cited Romans 1, verse 24 to 27 to give evidence of the Bible's opposition to same-sex sexual relationships. This gesture has been labeled as an alleged hate crime against sexual and gender minorities. Folks, to know your rights to freedom of religion and speech, please contact Pacific Justice Institute and visit pji.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
/ newborns.